chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. I'm always the slowest up here. I'd never win a Bible drill if I was up behind the pulpit here. Philippians chapter 4. And let's see. Look at verse 15, Philippians 4:15. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, once again, speak to our hearts, and might you be glorified, might we be drawn closer to you. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Taylor and Lauren visit us here, the client's daughter and her husband, just this past week, missionaries to Mozambique. And I'm always excited when I see a younger Christian learning those things that many of us perhaps have learned and through the years, and pointed those things out, and one of those things that Taylor had shared with me after the service was, you know, most people they take that verse, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus," and they think that just applies to everybody. And I'm smiling because I knew just exactly where he was going. Okay, but if you look at the context there, it's actually talking to a church that had provided needs for a missionary. And I'm saying, boy, you're absolutely right. Amen. And how exciting it is to see that he got that in the context there. And that church today had been supporting the Apostle Paul as a Philippian church. And he said, even in Thessalonica, once again, you sent unto my necessity. Thessalonica was a place that didn't like missionaries. Remember that? Paul could only stay there for 3 weeks. The persecution was so great, Paul could only stay there for 3 weeks. And while they're there, in the midst of all that persecution, the believers at Thessalonica bring them support. I mean, the believers from Philippi bring support to Thessalonica. That was some bold believers. They hadn't been saved too long, folks. And they were ready to risk their lives and bring supplies to that missionary team. And yes, my God shall supply all your needs. But yes, he's talking to a church that's faithful, what? To support missionaries. And we're thankful that God has allowed us to be faithful and to give us good missionaries and faithful missionaries and to be able to provide our needs here at our church, so that we can continue not only to send the gospel out here in Corvallis, but also throughout the world through our missionaries. And so we're thankful for that. And I want to take the time. All right. And this one is from the Weimers. This is their February letter. And so this one talks a little bit about the van. I probably won't read that because this one isn't up. This one has them still owing some money on the van, which we know since then has all been paid for. All the money that has come in for that van has all come in for that. So, but he writes some other things that we can be updated on. Immigration to Iceland is up. Therefore, the English ministry has more people attending services, and we realize that. These are people seeking asylum, fleeing areas in Africa and other hot spots in the world. Did I read this letter before? I don't think that I did. No. I've had it with me several services, and I get too long-winded. I always intend to read it right before or right after, and I end up never doing it because don't want to keep you here all night. I know you don't believe that, but I do think about that once in a while. He says about these visitors. They're fleeing areas in Africa and other hot spots in the world. Until they learn Icelandic, it is a blessing to provide a service for them in a language that they understand better than Icelandic. With their children in the school system, the children are taught Sunday school in Icelandic. Parents learn Icelandic at a slower rate. Pray for these people to learn the language of Iceland so they can feel more a part of the community. He has a photo up here. He says the photo top left is from our English church services, and I'll hand this out. You can pass it around as soon as I'm done reading it. He says, the sun is shining much more as we draw closer to June 21st. I really like seeing the sunshine. It's been a cold winter with a good amount of snow in December and January. Heating bill in January was $100 more than December. Can't wait for summer. He says, a photo below is some teens at midweek church service. And on February 1st, he says, it was encouraging to see two teens return after being gone for a time. A blessing to have them come to church. These all began by coming to church on the van that we used to have. And so, and as we have learned that all the offerings for that van has come in, we took up an offering, and what was it, $1,595, I think, was the offering. They only needed $4,000 more to get the name of the church painted on it, insurance and all that, and we took up the offering as $1,595, so nearly half of that $4,000, and so I'm sure that that ministry will be up and running soon by God's grace, and as if the Lord tarries. So that's a wonderful thing. Let's pray for them. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Weimers. Thank you for strengthening them so they can be faithful there. We do pray for them. We know that Vicky especially has had some very difficult physical struggles there, and she's gone through a lot of trials there. We pray that she's well now. And Father, we pray that they get this van soon also and be able to get it up and going. Thank you for the teens that have returned, and God, help them to continue to grow. Some of those children have grown up from nursery to being older teens who are teaching Sunday school classes and such now. They've been in the church that long, and for much of the time, the Weimers have been the ones to go get them and bring them, the parents having no interest. And so, God, we pray you continue to help them in a mighty way. And Lord, that through those whom you would save there, you'd build your church there, that Iceland would have a greater and stronger and bolder witness for the truth, dear God, there in the years to come as they finish their work there, as Brother Pat works through the difficulties of translating the Bible into Icelandic and publishing that Bible, be the first good Bible that country has had, Father. Would you help them in that great work? Help them continue that building, the building on it they need to, Father, and getting the things done there, and with the English ministry there as well, that they are working there as well in. And Father, thank you for it, and we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Give that to you, Hannah. Just that hand it on back when you're done there. There are some pictures on there if you want to see them. All right. And then this one is from the Rogers. Our missionary is in Jeparaná, Brazil. And I think most of us here have met the Rogers. Had them here just this past year. And amen. Brother Rogers writes to the church, "It was just a few short months ago that I was sitting in my kitchen with another servant of the Lord when he asked me, 'Are you sure that it's the Lord's will for you to go on furlough?' I had peace in my heart, but looking at the circumstances at that moment, they seemed very large and overwhelmingly impossible. Now, 5 months later, God has proven himself faithful to his work, and what seemed like an impossible task at that time now can be clearly seen as God's will. The church in Jeparaná is doing very well, and the Lord has been greatly blessing. The church held its annual week-long vacation Bible school in February. Many new neighborhood children came for the first time, with some of the members of our church participating in this vacation Bible school for their first time. Amen. The best part of the week was when a 12-year-old boy received the gift of salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. He has in red bold letters, "What a pleasure it is to have other missionaries willing to help fill the pulpit while we are on furlough." Fellow missionary Tom Brewer, drove 4 hours south 4 weeks ago to fill in the pulpit on a Sunday night. Amen. He said that there was a very good turnout, and at the end of the service, Egar, a first-time visitor invited by one of our members, came forward and received the Lord as his Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, Monday, as I talked to Brother Jose, our national intern, while we are away, I was greatly encouraged as he had some great news to tell me. He said that last Sunday, two souls received Christ as Savior during the invitation. Amen. So that's why the Lord hadn't come back yet, okay? There's still some out there to reach, amen? He says, one was a 14-year-old young man and the other was an elderly lady. He has since been personally discipling these folks and they are growing in the Lord. Amen. Brother Rogers continues, I am greatly looking forward to my fast approaching departure date to return to those dear folks. Please join us in prayer for the following prayer requests. God would give traveling mercies on my return trip. Our vehicle in Brazil is currently being worked on while we are here in the States, and it is our prayer that it would be fixed by the time we return. Wisdom for the work, both in spiritual matters but also in the labor of the building of the church. So praise the Lord for that, and let's pray for these requests that are mentioned here. Dear Lord, we thank you for your work. Your Holy Spirit is everywhere in this world. You have died and for the sins of the whole world, and you have sent your people out and allowed us to be a part in supporting them, God, in all the countries that they've gone to. And now, Lord, here in Brazil, we've seen, Father, through your word and through the work of your servants, dear God, these precious souls come to faith in Jesus Christ. And we do thank you and praise you for that. We thank you for the laborers whom you have strengthened to work for your glory, even as you help us here in whatever manner that we can. And Father, we pray for these new ones now, these new ones in the faith, that they would learn of your great love, of your great power, of the truth of your word, that the truth would make them free, dear God, that their minds would be have that boldness, that soundness that you have intended for us, and help them to grow and be with the Rogers. Keep them safe, dear God. We know and have been told in previous letters that they live really in a very violent area and neighborhood. There's a lot of crime around them, and God, yet for a long stretch now, Father, you have kept them safe from violence, and you continue in that. And so, Father, we do pray for your continued protection over them, and we pray for their health and strength. That we know that they've had some struggles there as well. Father, would you continue to help them and give them health and strength? Help them as they serve you in Jeparana. Help those that are filling in for them. Thank you for their faithfulness to do so. And Father, continue to bless there. Lord, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, I have one more. And this one is, maybe I don't. There it is. This one is from the LaBelle family. Anybody remember them? A couple years ago, we had them in for our missions conference, and they have been planning to go to Sierra Leone. They haven't made it there yet through the providence of the Lord, and we know some of those details. They've been serving in South Africa and are still looking forward to getting to Sierra Leone as the Lord would direct. And John and Kelly, those missionaries there. And I just wanted to read this to you. I know you'd want to know, God keeps us. God watches over us. This is their January-February letter. Brother LaBelle heads it off. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. This is the passage of Scripture John preached from on New Year's Day. And we believe that it sets the proper tone and focus for the coming year. I'm actually writing this prayer letter from Kinshasa, Dominican Republic of Congo, where I have been blessed to participate in a pastor's conference, as well as in providing some guidance regarding a church building that is currently being built. I was invited on this trip by a fellow missionary and friend, Robert Marsh, and it has already been a very blessed time. It was exciting to preach to the pastors on being with one accord out of the book of Acts, as Brother Robert translated into Lingala. I plan to return to South Africa February 17th. Prayer request and praise is the heading of the next one. I wrote this prayer letter a few days ago, but before I could send it out, I received a message from Kelly, telling me that they had been involved in a serious car accident. When you look at the attached picture, and I'll pass it around, of our van, you will see just how much grace the Lord gave our family, in that everyone walked away with only bruises. Kelly was driving home Saturday evening from a church event and was traveling at about 60 miles per hour when a vehicle turned across traffic right in front of them. Kelly had no time to react at all. They hit almost head on, and the airbags both deployed, and thankfully the seat belts held. We thank the Lord for his protection! Exclamation point. Amen. Who is he that will harm you if you follow that which is good? God decides. We thank the Lord for his protection. They are all home safe. And although they're all tired, shaken, and bruised, they are praising God. Amen. Amen. They were able to get out the next afternoon to a church Sunday school outreach, and Maddie was used to lead a young boy to the Lord. She wasn't going to go in that. God had more work for them to do. Amen. And he says, see a text picture. They all agreed that they did not want me to cut my trip short so that the work of the Lord would continue. Wow. He has, I love my family! Exclamation point. Amen. Please pray. Amen. He goes on. This year has already been very busy and blessed. New Year's Day saw a new name written down in glory. Amen. As Spusiso, if I'm pronouncing that right, who first came to our open air showing of the Jesus film on December 23rd, 2016, then to our Christmas and New Year's services, accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Amen. We spent 2.5 hours going over the plan of salvation and answering many of the questions regarding his false beliefs and the truth of Scripture. Amen. That's a spiritual battle there. Amen. He has continued faithfully in discipleship, and we are blessed to see his spiritual growth. Then on January 15th, we said goodbye to Pastor Matt Leafley and his family as they felt led to return to the USA after 9 years. This is the church that they've just been helping in. So this was kind of a surprise. He says he'd been that church 9 years in missions both in South Africa and in the Dominican Republic of Congo. We have been working with Pastor Matt and helping to plant Solid Rock Baptist Church. You might remember the name from previous letters. It's in Tembisa. And they've been working there since August 2015, so a couple years they've been there almost. He said, we are sad to see them leave. Their move was somewhat sudden and unexpected. However, the Lord has made it very clear to us that he intended all along for our family to be here to fill the gap and to take over the work at Solid Rock Baptist Church in Tembisa. We are blessed and humbled to be counted worthy by his grace. Please pray for a smooth transition and for the work of the Lord to continue with renewed energy and passion. Lord has given John a vision for this work and for additional churches at various locations around Tembisa, and we will keep you updated in our next letter. We continue to work towards our first trip to Sierra Leone, which is planned for March 13 through 28, 2017. So they'd be back then. They'd be done by now. He said, we've begun making many of the necessary arrangements and are so thankful to all of you who have sacrificially given to help make this possible. He says, for this trip, John will be traveling with South African evangelist Mike Nielsen. John and Brother Mike have worked well together in prison ministry and open-air preaching and evangelism almost from the time on arrival to South Africa. We are thankful for his willingness to participate in this trip to Sierra Leone. John feels led to focus their efforts in Bothy Sherbro Island, and we would much appreciate your prayers. We also plan to give you more information regarding this trip in our next letter. Amen. Our family continues to thrive. We are so blessed. This year we will celebrate our 22nd wedding anniversary. Amen. Gabriella, 19, is years old. Camille is 18. He says, children over 18. Madeline, 16th, and Gregory's 12th birthdays. Where does the time go? I know, I tell you, we had the kids over the other day, the grandkids, just a while ago, and they stayed at the house for a little bit. I had them, and Lisa and Rebecca were out shopping a little bit, and I had them in between the bus schedule, and we had played a little bit together. They had the toys all over in the room there, and then time came for me to do my afternoon bus route, and I called Lisa and Rebecca. They weren't back quite yet, but they were just about 2 minutes away. So I'd already waited about as long as I could. I'm going to go ahead and take out. We had Emily there. She's older. She's 10. They'd be okay for 2 minutes. So I went out, and Rebecca and Lisa arrived, of course, right after that. Well, as I'm leaving, there's toys all over the place, you know, and of course the kids are watching a movie or something. I put one of the kids' movies on for them, so they're watching that. And you know, it's amazing how that hypnotizes them, you know. They're safe, you know. They ain't moving from there once you turn that thing on, you know. So I walked out that door, and the toys are all over the place. Well, they left while I was out running the bus route, and Rebecca went home and all that. And I came back, and the house is all the toys are gone. And the Lord just kind of spoke to my heart. That seems how fast it went. We had those grandkids at the house there, and the toys and playing in the yard, and now it's a rarity. You know, we don't see those toy box dragged out of the office that much anymore, and laying all over the floor. And I thought, wow, it really is a vapor. You know, it really does go so fast. And he mentions that. He says, where does the time go? We thank the Lord for each and every one of you who prays for our family and ministry and who gives financially to help us to be here doing the work of the gospel on your behalf. May the Lord richly bless you all. Amen. All right, and there's a picture also, one of the car there. You want to pass some of those around. Amen. And we'll go ahead and pray for the LaBelles. Heavenly Father, I thank you for John and Kelly and their children serving you over there in Africa. And I thank you, God, for keeping them safe. I praise your name, God. We can all remember times when you kept us safe. And Lord, only you know how many times you did, and we know nothing about it. Maybe we'll see that in glory. We'll see things that you kept us through where you were that guardian over us, and we didn't even know it. Thank you for loving us and keeping us, being our keeper. I praise your name, God. And I pray you'd help them, Father. I thank you for putting them there, knowing that you would call Pastor Leithley and his wife home. And this church here in Solid Rock Baptist Church would need a pastor at least for an intern. Father, I pray you continue to help them. They've been helping them for some time now. Give them that grace and wisdom. Help them in those ministries and maybe starting some other churches around there as they desire. And God, if it be your will, and as it seems their hearts are still looking toward that, help them also to get into Sierra Leone. Father, work that out. I pray they've been there already and had safety and blessed the seed that has been sown. I pray that in a letter in the future we'd hear about the results of that. Because, God, there are people there that you love too and that you want to save. Dear God, those people there, we remember when they met with us in the missions conference, they have literally nothing. Many of them living in cardboard boxes and sewer running down a ditch in the midst of the encampment. And God, yet they would be rich if they had you as Savior. Oh God, you are that wonderful. And Father, I pray for them. I pray for their ministry and getting to them, dear God, that ultimately souls would be saved there as well, lives would be changed. And Father, help us to be careful to thank you and praise you. And Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Amen. All right, why don't we stand and we'll sing a song.